Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Monday, the 6th of September, 2010. I'm Simon. This is my audio boo. And good to hear from Andy and from Acrobat. Still haven't memorised what Acrobat's real name is. But good to hear from you both about various things. Andy, I think you're right, Andy. I think that the world will become... There's a danger that Apple is getting too powerful, really, and they will then get regulated out of their strength and position. It is bizarre, but they seem to have a lot of goodwill, Apple, that they are, you know, the company has goodwill, and as it capitalises upon it, then that goodwill tends to be eroded. You've seen it happen with Microsoft, you've seen it happen with Google, and then. That's what Apple are doing. So it's interesting to see the boot on the other foot, because Apple used to be the underdog, and they used to, you know, trumpet the underdog. And so I wonder whether it's a bit hypocritical for them to now be so powerful. And really good to hear Acrobat's ideas on the Apple TV. Added a point that I hadn't really picked up, vocalised, that there's a school of thought that Apple like to have things perfect, or specifically Steve Jobs wants it to be perfect before they release it to the world. I can see that's a school of thought. Maybe that's partly true, but I think there's also the commercial side. When they need to, then they'll execute. And I think, you know, they've done a few things where they weren't quite ready. Remember Mobile Me back in 2008, when they changed .Mac to Mobile Me, and they added a load of services, and they weren't really ready, and they will do that if they think they need to. I don't think it's purely about it not being polished enough. I think the idea of streaming stuff from your PC to your iOS device is perfectly fine, and I think that's good for geeky people, and it's a good solution. What I was arguing against was this solution where you would stream it from your PC to your iPad, and then from your iPad to your Apple TV. I wasn't suggesting that for a moment. I think John completely misunderstood what I was trying to say there. But no, I do believe that Apple will make iOS available fully app friendly on the Apple TV, and at that point, people will produce solutions that will stream content directly to the Apple TV. I think that will happen. I think the reason they're not making that happen is because if they did, then the television companies and the video movie companies would run a mile from Apple TV, and then they wouldn't be able to sell any of them. So I think it will happen in that way. I share that vision, but I don't think it's because the developer kit isn't there either, because, you know, that it wouldn't be a huge amount of work to come up with a subcategory of iOS implementations that would suit the Apple TV form factor with the remote control, and I don't think it's a huge stretch to have a scenario where there were certain bits of Apple of the Apple TV that were only accessible through a touchscreen device, and that's what I think the 7-inch device is for. It's a cheap and cheerful version of an iPad that won't have the same range, same battery life, same size of screen, but will work beautifully in your lounge to control your Apple TV. I strongly believe that's the vision. So there we go. I'm going to sign off now. So thank you very much for listening. Take care of yourselves. I look forward to hearing what other people have got to say. And I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye-bye.